Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today with the Green County School District is our district reading specialist, Julie Neal, joining us now. So thank you very much, Julie, for coming on.
Well, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, Julie, as people should know, you're retiring at the end of this school year from the Green County School District. And so bringing you on here just to kind of share some thoughts with us. And the first thing I kind of like to know is, tell us a little bit about your educational background, the positions that you held, the beginning of your educational career, till now, and when you became that district reading specialist.
Okay. Well, I started here in 1986, a million years ago, at the North grade. I taught third grade, then moved to the new building, helped. I was on that committee to help design it. So now that building's like, what, 29, 30 years old. I'm still taught third grade. Then I moved to second grade, and then I went into Title I reading. And then I went back and I thought, I want to know more about this position. So I went back, got my master's in education, took a lot of reading courses. And then Mike Kaleska was the superintendent at that time. And I said, you know, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to get my reading specialist degree. You know, is that something you would hire me as someday? And he goes, sure. So I took the next step of getting the specialist degree in reading, and he did not hire me as a specialist. But anyway, so Mr. Christensen came in to me one time when I was teaching title and said, you know what, would you be willing to use your degree as a reading district reading specialist? And I said, yes, I was so excited. So,
and when did that happen?
I think 10 years ago, but you know, time's a blur for me right now.
I do see that you've worked for this school district for 35 years. So I'm guessing, you know, all those years back when you were working at the North grade building and then the elementary building when it was newly built, what has been the biggest changes that you've seen in education in your career?
Well, back in the North grade days, the way we taught, we started out with basals back in the day in reading, and you were the buzzards and the bluebirds and the, you know, whatever. A lot of similarities, but a lot of differences. So, and then we went to whole language. That was one of the things where the administration came and said, we're going to do whole language, you know, create your curriculum. And we had no training in it, and we just picked our favorite books and wrote a curriculum.
Okay.
So there you go. That's probably why it didn't go well. Back in the testing realm, I kind of want to talk about that because we call them, I would test the basic skills, you know, and how that has evolved. But back then, we'd give the test, you know, they'd fill in their little bubbles. It was timed back then. And then we'd get the data back and I'd look at it and say, yep, that's exactly what I thought he would do or she would do. And then I would just file it back away. And now it's like, you're sweating, the teachers are stressed. I go in and I give a big speech about the importance of it to the students. So I said, no, it doesn't matter to you, but it matters to your teachers. It matters to the district. It matters to, you know, to the state, and try to explain all that stuff in how we're getting judged by Iowa assessments and how well we're doing and what we're not doing and ranked and all that kind of stuff. We didn't have that pressures back then. So I think that's probably the biggest change. We still did it, but we didn't have that stress of being a teacher, you're being judged on not doing your job.
Going back to your position as district reading specialist, we kind of talked a little bit about and reaching out more to teachers and trying to help them, coach them along, give them support in your position. Can you just share what it's like to be able to collaborate with classroom teachers from your position and how you've helped those classroom teachers kind of help them along their way?
Right. I listen to them because I feel like they can vent to me of their needs and their frustrations and even their positive things. I try to encourage them, especially after COVID, that we're looking at growth with students. You know, you're doing great things. Here's what you need. Like just getting this new reading program, that in itself, the teachers will feel more confident in what they're doing, and it's a resource for them. And trying to give them the tools that they need to be the best that they can be and to be confident and to feel supported. I think that's a big part of my job, as well as making sure, like when I see a kid in walking down the street, I know where they are at in reading. I can tell you their test scores. I need to read some more. What are you doing on the streets?
Right.
But no, it's just knowing where they're at and trying to get those kids. We're very structured on pinpointing their reading needs and what can we do to help them get to where they need. So I help with that and hopefully give them the resources they need for that and support them and listen to them and share their concerns with who can help them and that kind of thing. So,
Julie, what is the most favorite part of your job?
Seeing some of the young teachers grow into stronger and better teachers. Seen a lot of that in the last few years. So I'm very proud of them. They're like my children.
Yes, yes.
I'm a school mom to a lot of them. So seeing that, seeing the kids, and I guess the kids, sometimes I forget why we're here. It's good to go into the classrooms and get that hug from the little five-year-old or talk to a high school kid. And, you know, when they see me, these kids, they assume I'm going to test them, which is probably 95% of the truth. So I pulled a kid the other day to test and to do a fast test, which is a required test by the state. And he goes, "Mom, Mrs. Neal, you'll be proud of me. I've been reading the Percy Jackson series." And I said, "Well, I am proud of you. See, I mean, that's awesome that you got sparked by the teacher that read the first one and now you're reading the whole series. That's great. It's a reality check. Go back into the and talk to the kids and know why you're there to help them."
What impacts do you think you've made in the children when you're back being a classroom teacher, Title I teacher, and also the families' lives over the years in your position? Those impacts that you've...
Besides them being afraid of me, the one that sends them to summer school, I'm hoping they won't remember me like that, you know. I don't know. I hope the love of reading, I guess, and the importance of it, just reading at home. I don't expect that, like I've told you before, I don't expect them to teach them how to read. I just want them to read to them and read and make sure that they're reading every night, because that's just a magic cure. They can, just like practicing baseball. I had that conversation with that little boy the other day. You practice baseball to get better at baseball. You practice reading to get better at reading. So,
so what are you going to miss the most, Julie, about your job?
You know, obviously I've been doing this for so long. I don't know what to expect. I'll miss seeing everybody, all the teachers I work with and my friends there and all the kids and seeing their little faces and the big faces. And yeah, I'll miss the people for sure.
And after spending 35 years of your life dedicated to education, what are the plans for after you retire?
Well, my husband says I still have to work somewhere. But actually, this is kind of a shocker. We are going to sell our house, hopefully, and move to Oregon. My husband has a teaching job there. So we're retiring in Iowa, but he's going to work in Oregon. Same type of job. He's a high school history teacher. And I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm still the executive director for the Iowa Reading Association. So I told them that I was moving to Oregon, but they didn't seem to care.
So you can do that job remotely, right?
I can. But
oh, boy.
So I'll still do that. And then, you know, I'll be teaching courses still probably at graduate level.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program, here with our Green County's reading specialist for the Green County School District, is Julie Neal, joining us once again. You're listening to the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.